This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
I have Michael McHale in front of me here. Do you know Michael McHale has an album coming out on Lyric? We think it's Friday, don't we, Michael?
Friday or maybe next Monday.
Friday or maybe next Monday. Or it could be Tuesday. Formal orderly queue. Listen, you're very welcome. Nice to have you with us today. And congratulations. It's the Irish Piano.
That's right, yeah.
That's the Irish Piano. Now, while you and I were chatting away there while the music was on, and I mentioned about Derek Bell, his anniversary 10 years ago today, that he passed away. And you were saying that did he write a piece?
Yeah, actually, he heard me doing a recital in Belfast when I was, I think, 13 or 14. And then a month later, I got this knock on the front door, and it was Derek Bell, and he'd written a little piano piece for me. It was very, very sweet. And he's a really charming guy and incredible musician.
He was, wasn't he? He was clearly impressed as well.
Aye, hopefully, yeah.
Well, obviously he was. This is a musicologist. This is a guy who knows his stuff. Well, listen, congratulations, firstly, because the album is out on the Lyric label, as we say, Friday or Monday, depending on availability and printing presses and all the rest. It's Irish. Obviously, it's called the Irish Piano. It's Irish traditional, but it's also European music as well.
Yeah, there's a kind of mix of classical music that's related to Ireland, either because it's by Irish composers or such as John Field and William Wallace, or composers from other places like Samuel Barber from America, Arnold Bax from England, Percy Grainger from Australia, who had an influence off Ireland or had some kind of special affinity with Irish music. And then on top of that, then there is some contemporary composers such as Bill Whelan, yeah. Donnacha Dennehy, Ian Wilson, Philip Hammond.
How do you choose? Was it down to you, by the way?
It was. I was really happy that Lyric gave me carte blanche to kind of choose all the music myself, and that's because that's not often the case with record labels. So that was a real privilege.
Sure.
And so I took a lot of care over choosing it so that there'd be a kind of nice balance between the tracks, and they're all kind of 3 to 6 minutes long.
Yeah, they're called miniatures.
Miniatures,
yeah. The idea, because you've been playing quite some time, what age did you actually start?
I started when I was, I think, 7 years old, and I'm now 29, so 22 years.
And how was it? Because I mean, they tried to teach me classical piano when I was very small, and I rebelled. How did you, was it in the family? Was it there in the background? Was it in the house?
Well, my dad was always really interested in music, and
yeah.
he got a few lessons actually when he was a student at Queen's in Belfast, but not when he had been a kid. But he was always had an interest in it and would have had recordings of classical music in the house and that kind of thing. So I for whatever reason just really took to it like a duck to water and really enjoyed it and didn't have to be told to go and do my practice.
No, but not only that, but you've won prizes across the board with this. I mean, you're an award winning pianist. It's not, the thing is, you've taken it very seriously and clearly love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy and really lucky to be able to do something that I love for my job, for my career.
Now listen, speaking of things that you love, this Friday you're in the Waterfront.
That's right, yeah, up in Belfast. It's the 50th Belfast Festival at Queen's, and the opening concert's going to be in the Waterfront, and I'm going to be playing the Gershwin Piano Concerto with the Ulster Orchestra and their new principal conductor, Joanne Folletta. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be a great evening.
Have you done that before in front of an audience?
No, this is my first time playing this piece, so I'm really excited. I've been practicing very hard and really looking forward to it.
You don't strike me. I mean, okay, today is Wednesday and we're talking, hey, it's Friday. It's way, way, way down the line. Are you nervous about that? That's a big deal.
Well, I mean, kind of nervous in a good way in terms of
Yeah, but Gershwin's very
excited.
Busy. Yeah, but it's a busy piece. You're not exactly sitting back saying, ah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, to be honest, I'm usually, when I play a piece for the first time, I'll be more nervous for the first rehearsal than for the concert.
Right.
Because that's where you're kind of taking a leap into the unknown.
Yes.
But usually once you've got through that and everything kind of settles down, then you kind of know what to expect, and so you can enjoy the concert more. So.
You say that now. Listen, in the meantime, this is the Irish Piano does not feature Gershwin, but it does feature The Beardless Boy. We give that a whack.
Yeah, why not?
I think, why not? Let's hear it there.
Thank you.
There should be a huge round of applause, a burst of spontaneous applause there. There it is. That's Michael McHale, who's in front of me, and Philip Hammond's The Beardless Boy from the Irish Piano, which is your first album on the RT Lyric FM.
Yeah, this is my first ever solo album. Actually, I've made various recordings before, one with Piano Trio for Lyric, and various clarinet and piano ones for Chandos and some contemporary discs. So, but this is my first solo one where it's just me, so it's quite a big deal for me.
Sure is. Philip Hammond, tell us a bit about Philip Hammond.
Philip is from Belfast, and I've known him since I was 15 or 16, actually. I played a piece of his in the BBC Young Musician of the Year competition when I did that, and I've kind of stayed in touch with him ever since and played a lot of his music, and I think he's a fabulous composer. And so there's two pieces by him on the CD.
And again, it's choosing the ones that are most suitable for you, and it's also making sure that you've a diverse selection, that it's not just all the one thing that you can...
Exactly, yeah. So there's a real variety, I think, between the classical, between the ones that are traditional influenced, and then between the more contemporary ones.
But that's what you decided to do, wasn't it? That you come down at the Irish Airs and Races, yes, is one thing, but then go at the other type as well. So did you, again, it's diverse, it's different.
Yeah.
You've got this concert on Friday, which is going to be quite something, the Gershwin. But you're also, and you've worked with James Galway before because he's a fine fella. Sir James, of course. You're touring with him next year.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to be. In fact, I'm just yesterday I was up in Belfast at the US consulate getting my visa sorted out.
And there's no bother, no background. We
no,
have to worry
no,
about.
No, they haven't found anything out on me so far.
You're blameless. I'm sure you're blameless.
They'll catch up with me eventually. I'm
no,
sure.
No, they won't.
But yeah, no, I'm doing a 10-date tour all across the US next March with the Galways, and that's something that will be a lot of fun.
And the Minnesota Orchestra.
Yeah, well, actually, the Minnesota Orchestra was due to happen in 2 weeks' time, and unfortunately, the musicians have gone on strike for 3 months. So,
how do you go on strike for 3 months?
So that one will be postponed.
You mean they've been on strike for?
They've just started this month, and so they won't be doing any concerts until probably the new year.
By golly, they are displeased. Three months.
Yeah.
Is it money? Is it uniforms? Is it outfits?
I think it's money.
Money.
Yeah.
It's always money.
Yeah.
It
always comes down to money. But yeah, no, so next March is the tour with the Galways, and then in April I play Beethoven Fourth Concerto with the Chamber Orchestra from Boston.
Here or over in Boston?
Over it's actually in the main concert hall in Harvard University, so I'm really excited about that as well.
That is something. Your parents must be very proud, sir. I bet they are. But it's quite something to be at this level now for you. It really is. And that world opening up to you by being over there in the States, because who knows what way that might go. And what about composing?
Well, I've always kind of had an interest in composing, not in terms of doing it full time, but I've always kind of, you know, when I was a student, I wrote various pieces for my degree, and when I was a kid as well, I did a little bit, and the one really big project I did was a theatre project where I wrote 60 minutes of music for a play with choir and various instrumentalists, and I really got a big thrill out of doing that. But in a way, it's hard to find the time, you know, with being busy or playing the piano. So, but I still do like that creative side of things too. And so in a way, that's why I've included on the CD four of my own arrangements, because that's kind of an opportunity for me to express myself creatively as well as interpreting other people's music.
And one of them is the Coulin.
That's right, yeah.
Now, when you decide to do this your way, what can you do with it? What do you change about that, or what do you do with it?
Well, in a way, for the four different airs that I have arranged, I took a totally different approach with each one. And when I was playing about, I mainly just kind of improvise and see what comes out, what sticks. And for the Coulin, actually, what I decided for was to keep it as simple as possible, because the melody is so famous, it's so beautiful, and it's unlike many of the other ones, it's not kind of modal like My Lag in Love or She Moved Through the Fair. It's in the kind of the normal major scale, and so I decided to just keep it as simple as possible.
Well, we have it here. Funnily enough, I think we need to play it. Thank you. There it is, the Coolin, and traditionally arranged by my guest here in front of me, Michael McHale, from his brand new album, The Irish Piano. That's lovely. It's very quiet and very gentle. It's really beautiful. It really is gorgeous. So, in terms of who you are and what you are and how you're doing this, are you very much a man alone in this particular world? You must be, I suppose. Are you?
Well, I mean, one of the things I love about playing the piano is not just playing solo all the time. I really enjoy collaborating with other musicians, whether that be with an orchestra and a conductor like on Friday night, or in chamber music, you know, playing with James Galway or other instrumentalists and
sure.
or singers. And I really love the variety. I don't think I could do without both. You know, I really find it important that I'm not just traveling around on my own, because it is very solitary.
It is, and you could become very self-obsessed and very self-contained in a very good way, but also self-obsessed. You'd just be there, and that maybe wouldn't be necessarily the way you'd want to be. It's much better to be out there and interacting and getting that whole thing going with.
Yeah, and I think ultimately, you know, music is a sociable, you know, communal thing, and
yes. It's.
Certainly the concerts that I've enjoyed most as a listener have been where there's a spark between performers on stage. You feel some kind of electricity and energy, you know.
Yeah.
And I think I always kind of prefer that interactive side of music.
Now, when you're on stage with James Galway, and this is you have to be very careful how you answer this, who would be in charge when you'd be on stage with James Galway? Because he's a very self-contained man now when he's on that stage. Would you have would that be an equal opportunities concert, or would that be a...
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you even need to ask that question.
It's called a leading question to see
how about
taking
that for a diplomatic answer. But no, you say when he's on stage, but it was very funny. Last summer we did a recital up in Derry.
Yeah.
And he decided after the first piece that he wanted to change his flute, but the backstage layout there meant that he had to go up in a slow lift, walk to the very end of a corridor to the dressing room, and then the same thing on the way back. So he was actually gone for about 5 minutes. So after about 1 minute, I was still sitting there on my own with the page turner. So I turned to the audience and started taking requests for five minutes.
Good for you. Did you get to play them?
Yeah.
Delighted. Well, listen, congratulations. Firstly, on the album, because it's available, we hope, Friday, but maybe Monday. But if you had it on Friday, you see, you could sell a few up at the waterfront.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think, it's a commercial thing. I'm just trying to help. But anyway, it's called The Irish Piano. It's you're with the Ulster Orchestra at the waterfront on Friday. I wish you well with James Galway and Lady Jeannie, but also particularly with the CD, because that's like a calling card now. You can take that anywhere and say, well, look, here's me. This is what I do. This is what I'm about. So that's a good thing too. So I wish you the very best with it, Michael. We're going to leave with a little Wallace, which is this you as well?
This is another track from the CD. This is actually Wallace's 200th anniversary this year, so it's good timing from that point of view. And he was a fabulous virtuoso pianist and violinist and composer, born in Waterford, and probably most well known for his opera Maritana. But this is a delightful little mazurka etude, which is kind of virtuosic with lots of repeated notes in the right hand.
Good for you. Michael McHale, a pleasure, and I wish you well on your journeys.
Thanks for coming in to join us.
Not at all.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.